Another question. This is now going back to February. What exactly did Ayn Rand mean when she used the term heroic being in describing her concept of man? Well, hero denotes the complete embodiment of a certain moral code. It's a concept broader than objectivism, broader than what you call a hero in romanticist literature. Now, in a generalized way, you can say all heroes are strong, efficacious, and so on. But what do you mean by strong? In what way are they strong? How do you interpret this? And it's within that framework that different moral codes have a totally different idea of what constitutes heroic strength. For instance, Jesus is a hero to Christianity. He is the complete embodiment of self-sacrifice, and it took a certain kind of strength, albeit a strength that we regard as utterly misplaced and wrong, for him to do what he did. Or another example, the Nazis regarded a hero as brute, physical, muscular. And so for them, the complete embodiment of physicality, brainless physicality, was a hero. And that, too, is a kind of strength. The strength of the person who gets what he wants by punching you in the mouth. Now, objectivism, of course, has a totally different concept of what is a heroic being. And there you have to read John Galt's speech or read one of Ayn Rand's novels. In essence, it is rationality across the board. That's what is the strength of being able to deal with reality, achieve your values, live successfully. So hero has two senses, the general sense of the complete embodiment of a moral code, and then the specific sense within the framework of one, specifically, like for us, the objectivist sense. And the same is true of many allied terms, for instance, morality. Now, people say to me, well, do Christians really offer a moral code? Because they preach all kinds of immoralities. And that is an equivocation on the two senses of morality. They offer a code of values to be accepted by choice. In that sense, yes, they offer a moral code. But from the framework of the objectivist moral code, which is not subjective, from that framework, then Christianity represents the advocacy of immorality. So you see, there's two different issues there.